VOA Smart Jazz Listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali dan tentunya kami harapkan karir, keluarga, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
Yeah, it was, well, what can you say, George Wein, 88 years old, I've been playing at this festival, told the audience yesterday, 50 years.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Peniup trompet jazz dan komposer Randy Brecker telah membantu perkembangan genre jazz, R&B, dan rock selama lebih dari 4 dekade. Penampilan di atas panggung dengan alat musik trompet dan flugelhorn telah dikompilasikan dalam ratusan album bersama musisi lainnya seperti James Taylor, Bruce Springsteen, dan Parliament Funkadelic hingga Frank Sinatra, Steely Dan, Jaco Pastorius, dan Frank Zappa. Lahir tahun 1945 di Philadelphia dari keluarga musisi, bakat musik Randy Brecker terlihat sejak usia dini. Ia belajar di Indiana University tahun 1963 hingga tahun 1966, dan kemudian pindah ke kota New York di mana ia tampil bersama band-band terkemuka. VOA Smart Jazz Listener, penampilannya sangat indah dan penuh inspirasi, membawakan karya musik komposer Polandia Lodek Polik. Penampilan luar biasa dari Randy Brecker bersama kelompok orkestra kota asal Polik, Kalis Philharmonic. Album ini tepat sekali membantu kota kuno itu merayakan ulang tahunnya ke-1850. Russ Davis dari VOA Jazz America sempat berbincang-bincang dengan Randy Brecker. Mari kita simak obrolannya.
Randy Brecker just got off stage after playing with the Newport at 60 All-Stars with George Wein. Man, so in demand. Give me some thoughts about coming off stage after this show. A lot of swinging, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was, well, what can you say? George Wein, 88 years old. I've been playing at this festival, told the audience yesterday, 50 years. I was in a college band at IU, Indiana University, and we won the Notre Dame Jazz Festival in 1965. One of the prizes was to play here, so we played at about 8:30 in the morning, but I played here 50 years ago, and shortly after moved to New York, and I can't count the times that I've come back, so it's a real institution, and George, of course, who invented the concept, what can you say, he's still going strong, so it was a big thrill to play today.
Going strong indeed. He was funny, and he played beautifully too, and so did you and the rest of this band. Now, you are, I'm talking, folks, to the Moja Man of the Year of 2013, because of your sheer activity. You just won't stop, can't stop. People keep asking you to do stuff, and you don't say no.
Well, there's a lot of good projects in the fire, and I had a lot of luck to do some really good projects that just happened, man. So I'm thrilled to, from traveling, I've met a lot of great musicians from really, literally all over the world. So Vlodek Pavlik comes to mind. We did that Night in Kalesia CD that won a Grammy. I was just over there. We performed it a couple times last month.
I know you worked with Steve Kahn on his recent release,
yeah.
Bird Food, doing Ornette Coleman's song. That was fantastic to work with that old good buddy of yours.
Yeah, that was great, and I kind of forced my way inadvertently on that. It's a great play-along record, so he sent me the tracks before there was any horns or melodies. And I said, man, this is so great. I play with this every night when I'm practicing. You got to need some trumpet on there. So I kind of talked him into it.